goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Hello again, everyone. It's Friday at noon, which means that it is time to talk about divorce. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. But this isn't just any Friday. Monday is Valentine's Day. It's my second favorite holiday of the year, a very close second to New Year's and its resolutions to get rid of the old and bring in the new. But rather than giving you the same old schmaltzy hearts and flowers Valentine's show, I want to offer today's show as a cautionary tale. No, this is not cynicism. I love love. In fact, I may very well be addicted to love myself. Not addicted to sex, but addicted to love. However, while most shows are all about me, today's is not. Today's show is offered as a public service to those of us, mostly but not entirely women, who have been involved with psychopaths, sociopaths, and my person of choice, a narcissist. My guest will hopefully define these terms, as well as the term social sociopath, in just a minute or so. But first, as you have all heard from me on numerous occasions, not only do I like to address non-traditional and non-legal divorce issues, but as a divorce litigant myself, I like to explore what I used to think were the peripheral issues of divorce. The psychological aspects of the dissolution of a marriage or of a relationship are, to those who have gone or are going through it, hardly peripheral. Indeed, they are often all-consuming. One of the benefits I have of doing this show, besides self-therapy, of course, is that I am exposed to more written authority on important issues. I also get to read books I ordinarily would not see, let alone explore and delve into. One of those books, Love or Illusion, is the topic of today's show. I am truly honored to have with me, I believe she's in Las Vegas, Dr. Sheila Z. Sterling, author of the aforementioned Love or Illusion. This is an absolutely fascinating read, one that you can burn through without realizing the time is passing, and I recommend it to everyone. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Thank you. I'm honored to be on your show.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. You are in Vegas, right?
I am in Las Vegas, and the weather is beautiful here.
Now, give our New York people a thrill, because it's probably about 20 degrees here today. What's the temperature in Vegas?
Well, on out to Vegas.
Okay. Hopefully, you'll be able to speak with our listeners and answer their questions, and we'll give our listeners a few opportunities to find out how to get your book and contact you directly. And I want my listeners to know that our phone number here is 877-480-4120. If you have a question, give a call. I want to ask you a couple questions of my own before we get to listeners.
Okay.
I usually have a first question that I give to guests. It's essentially, who are you and what makes you such an expert that people should listen to you question. But what I really want to know from you is, I know you're a PhD. What's your background and what's the PhD in?
Okay. Well, my background is actually in healing and wellness. I have a nationally accredited seminar called Intentional Wellness, where we really delve into the psychological aspects of and how to unwind any traumas that have been put on yourself. My PhD is in philosophy and natural health, and that's really where my passion lies, in natural health. And, of course, emotional health is so important, because without it, we are just frozen. We can't do much. So my book, Love and Illusion, How to Recognize, Recover from, and Avoid a Destructive Relationship, really does fall into that parameter.
Great. I like what it says right under the title. You could be dating or married to a social sociopath without even knowing it.
That's very true.
Okay, so you're in the healness business, right?
Huh?
You're in the healing business.
I am.
How long have you been doing that?
Well over a decade and a half.
Okay.
But my own story, there's four case histories in there in the book, and one of them actually is mine.
I know, and if I call you Sherry, which is the name you use for yourself in the book, please forgive me.
Oh, okay.
Because I have read the book. It is, I mean, if I, and I don't know if I'm a victim or I'm not a victim, but if I truly were, I probably would have sat and read it all in one sitting. It's that fascinating a book.
Well, thank you very much. I have a lot of people that actually do that. They call me up, and I had one woman who called, and she said, you know, I've been divorced for 6 years, but I didn't realize it, but I was still under the spell. I was still taking responsibility for it. I was still feeling sad and displaced. And so she said the book was a real spell breaker, and I was so grateful to hear that.
It is eye-opening. Before we get too engrossed, I want you to define some terms for us.
Okay.
What is a psychopath?
Well, I deal with the sociopath, but some people, they are, according to literary and intellectually, they are basically almost the same. A psychopath sometimes would tend to have multiple personalities, where the psychopath we are talking about is someone who has no conscience. And that is a sociopath, which is a disassociate disorder, but you wouldn't know it because the symptoms are actually almost the opposite. But it is a detachment disorder, and the basis usually can come from either an overbearing father or a mother, maybe that had a big career, didn't have time for, you know, at a very, very, very young age. Now, some scientists say that it's in the genes, and a lot of therapists also believe that, and they will not even work with somebody who they see these traits in. I tend to not believe it. I believe it's more environmental. It is a defense mechanism that probably someone gains unknowingly before they're even 2 years old. And as they grow up with that perspective on life, that all of life is a game, and they are addicted to winning the game.
And that is the social sociopath or just the regular sociopath?
Well, the difference between the social sociopath, basically the number one trait for both of them, what I call the purist or the social, the number one trait according to Hare, who is the worldwide authority,
do you have my notes in front of you?
Lack of conscience or consequences for their actions, either to themselves or anybody else. Actually, before the 1900s, this syndrome used to be called moral insanity.
Great.
And sometimes it does fit that bill.
Okay, before we take our first break, could you define for me what a narcissist is?
Well, a narcissist, and sometimes these two may seem to be very close at hand. A narcissist is somebody who is the center of their life, who considers themselves, who their entire thought process evolves only around their happening, only around their thoughts, only around their beingness. And although a social sociopath can carry some of the same traits, it's very different. It's not the same. You can usually be a narcissist right off the bat, and they'll just talk about themselves, and no matter what subject you'll bring up, they'll relate it to themselves.
Well, I have to tell you, I always learned that the way you are deemed a sparkling conversationalist is by getting people to talk about themselves. So,
that's you. That's when you're asking somebody a question and you're starting a conversation. These are people that will only usually relate to themselves, their betterment, what's important to them, and not take into consideration the people around them.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be with Sheila Z. Sterling, author of Love and Illusion. If you want to call in and ask a question, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
That was The Police singing King of Pain. This is Larry Bloom, and you're listening to The Divorce Hour. I am here today with Sheila Z. Sterling. Hi, Sheila, again. How are you?
Hello.
Okay. Tell me how... This is a brand new book. You wrote it last year, correct?
I did write it last year,
And I understand you've received at least one award, have you not?
Yes, it was actually awarded a finalist for the best self-help relationship book in the country by USA Book News.
Congratulations.
So I'm very proud of that, and it's wonderful because this is information that needs to be out there. The national statistic, which is kind of horrifying, is that one in every 25 adults is really acting out this appalling behavior.
Okay, before we get into what that is, could you tell our listeners how they can get the book?
Absolutely. You can get the book at loveandillusion.com for an autographed copy, personalized and autographed. It's also up on Amazon.com. It is Kindled, and it's up on BarnesandNoble.com. But if you go to loveandillusion.com, you can get a personalized autographed copy and a free laminated bookmark with that.
Great. I have that.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. How did you come to write this book?
Oh, well, I came to write this book because I was in a friendship with somebody who was very charming and was known as a charmer. But we were friends for a long time, and then we started dating. We dated for over a year and a half. His last marriage was over 14 years, and so you figure,
I'm here.
Someone married that length of time must be okay. And so we got into a relationship, a love relationship, and he moved in with me, and we lived together for almost 3 years. About a year and a half into it, just due to my background and my training, I realized, I realized what was going on. But I was very much in love, and he was so charming and wonderfully generous and had qualities that I was absolutely,
enamored.
I stayed in it because I started to actually study the behavior. It was so incredibly unbelievable to me that I really started studying it. And that's actually when I started getting information and thought, wow, I have to put this out there. There are people out there that are just, you know, barreling through people's lives, wreaking havoc and destroying hearts and homes, so I stayed to study it and to back out very carefully.
Okay.
So I stayed in it for about a year and a half too long, but it was an experience. It pushed the envelope of my consciousness, and it pushed the envelope of my knowledge and wisdom, and so I'm grateful.
Sheila, I have to tell you, when I picked up the book, I figured maybe it was one or two girlfriends at a time. But this behavior is actually much different than that, isn't it? What is the behavior?
It is. If somebody, you know, is having an affair or whatever on the side, usually, I mean, if you're married or with a mate, sometimes, you know, even honesty can happen, and you work through these things. But these people lead separate lives. They keep a lot of different scenarios in play. They feel one of the traits is they feel that they are superior to humans, and so that everybody else is sort of just pawns in their game. They can fake it really well. I mean, unfortunately, these people are usually the most charming person at a party, or the one that everybody's laughing with, you know, telling the greatest stories at the bar, or, you know, they're social butterflies, and they have the ability to very quickly have people feel like they are the most special one. They are very cunning, and they are skillful, and they are what people call social predators. And they see themselves as the good guy, not realizing that they really become their own cliche, as I say in the book. You know, their skill becomes so masterful. But it's very destructive for anyone who gets close.
You write about it in terms of the hunter and the prey. What do you mean by this?
Well, because they are social predators. These people will usually choose. They'll go through a lot of people, be friends, date, a lot of different people until they find somebody that really meets their criteria. And you may not know it, but you are hunted. And so part of it, in the book I say, learn to recognize the hunting before you become the prey. And that.
Okay, how do you recognize
it? In my case, we met accidentally at a party. And years later, he told me it was no accident, that he had been watching me and decided to check me out. So, you know, he gave me a ride in my car. That's how we met. And so he let me know, you know, in the course of our relationship, he was checking me out. And he didn't really decide to really start what I call hunting until probably a year, year and a half later. We were friends. You know, to be, I have a thing in the book called The Ring of Fire. These people are wonderful friends with. Might be in your office, might be even in your family. People look at them on the outside, their behavior is wonderful, gregarious, very generous, helpful. But for those people who get close, it's like stepping into a fire. It's sort of like if they're wonderful at a party, if anybody out there has ever had the experience where your husband, your mate, your boyfriend, he's wonderful to everybody, and including you. And then when you get into just the two of you being alone, the demeanor changes. And all of a sudden, he's not so pretty, and maybe in a very subtle way. You know, maybe he doesn't like the way you wear your hair, or wants to buy you clothes because he doesn't particularly like the look. He dresses you up the way he wants you to look.
Makes you a Barbie doll.
And for women, sometimes we take that as a compliment. Oh, this is wonderful, he's buying me clothes. But if you look deeper than that, he's actually molding you into his fantasy. And when he gets to the point where that fantasy has been met, well, actually, what it, social predators, here it is. They hunt what they feel they must have. They hunt for love, affection, loyalty, and commitment. But when this has been accomplished, they move on to the next phase.
Without
control,
leaving you.
Diminish and destroy that which they put their whole life effort into attaining. That's a quote from the book, and very, very true.
Now, let me see if I understand what I read, which was that you met, you became friends, then you started dating, and then he moved in with you. When did his behaviors change?
Well, the behavior never really changed. It's just that I found out about it.
How did you find out?
See, whether these people are married, single, it doesn't matter what their circumstances are, this behavior continues in the background. Now, for me, it was pretty shocking. I found out we exchanged phones because my phone got wet. And in the course of that, AT&T sent me a message that said, welcome, because I got a new SIM card. And underneath that was a text message that said, I miss you, when can we play? And then I scrolled down to find 133 messages from other women.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, I read them. I mean, of course. But finding out that he had many, many friends, not to say he was sleeping with 50 other women, but he had many, many friends, many, many places. And I could see he had many games in play. They'll usually choose three, maybe four favorites. So while they're in play with you, maybe living with you or married to you, this stuff goes on regardless.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this, and I really want to go into what that behavior is. We'll do that after the break. If you have questions for Sheila or for me, give us a call at 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
For those of you out there who think I don't know there's music after the year 2000, that was Drake. Let's call it off. Sheila.
Yes.
133 texts?
Yes.
Are you exaggerating or are you serious?
No, I'm not exaggerating.
And how many different women was that?
There were over, at that point, there was about 8 or 9. Later on, as I say in the book, later on I started getting the phone bills, I told him I was getting the phone bills because the only way I could have some semblance of the truth. And there were well over a dozen women that the calls were between 60 and 160 calls a month. And that was on his phone. And the thing is, I didn't react. And this was the thing, because I was sort of studying this, I didn't react like most people would react. I didn't really confront him. I gave him the opportunity to say, sometimes I would say, do you know the difference between a truth and a lie? And he would say, yes. And I say, well, does that mean that you're doing this on purpose? And we actually, that's why the book is so interesting. We actually sat down and discussed this behavior. I became like an audience for him, but that was towards the end.
How painful was that for you, though?
The moment that I decided that it was really time to get out. But if you want to hear that later,
it just must have been so painful to listen to that kind of conversation.
I in the book I call it dismantling. It was dismantling. I knew well enough psychologically that I didn't really take it personally, but if you're in love with somebody, how do you not? It's dismantling. It freezes you. I was pretty much unable to do very much because we never really had a fight. We got along so well. Everything on the surface appeared to be beautiful. People used to say, oh, he looks like he loves you so much he could just eat you up. And, you know,
little did they know
it was, but it was really... What he loved was that sense of he was winning the game. And as we were more and more in love, it's like if they love you, they have to hate you.
We got to talk more about this, but I got a caller on line 2. Marnie, how are you?
Hello, Larry. I'm great, thank you.
Is this the Marnie who was my guest?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hello, Marnie.
And I wanted to say... hello to your guests. I just want to say I missed the first 10 or 15 minutes, so I hope this wasn't addressed already, but I don't think it has been, my question.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just heard you were talking about, you know, the whole concept of pray, and it was just coincidental. Today, someone had posted on Facebook about research conducted regarding violent crimes, and they were saying that all of the cons that were in prison for predatory acts of violence said that they specifically targeted their victims by, like, their body language, their bumped walk, their past behavior, lack of awareness of their surroundings, and also made the analogy to, you know, physical animals picking their prey. And I was curious, if you haven't covered this already, what do these social predators potentially look for? I'm sure it's addressed in the book, but just, you know, and which I sounds very interesting. I would love to read. I don't know if you know, I do matchmaking, and so I'm always interested in these types of issues. But what maybe cues are they looking for, and what can people do to avoid sending those cues so they don't attract those types of people?
Great question.
Well, the challenge is, it's a very good question, and I do address that in the book. Now, the challenge is that what really attracts them is what they may have been lacking in childhood. In other words, because they do carry some narcissistic traits as well. If you're successful, now each one is different. There are no two that are probably the same, but most of them will go for somebody who is socially successful, who is financially successful in their eyes, and who is loving and caring and nurturing, because these are the things that their wounded child inside will be attracted to. But as soon as they get close to that, and when they actually have embraced it and this person falls in love with them, then that switch is flipped, and they really begin to act out the behavior, and it's not pretty. So it's unfortunately, it because they want social status, they don't necessarily want to have to work for it. They would just as soon marry somebody or get next to somebody who has it, who is well-liked, who is respected in the community, because that immediately elevates them.
So this is an arm candy kind of thing?
So, pardon me?
This is an arm candy type of behavior?
It can be. It can be. Because they're very superficial. I mean, they lack the ability to have any kind of real emotional attachment. But they become masters at faking it.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much. Dr. Sterling, I just wanted to, if I could follow up, just regarding the positive attitudes they seek, which I get they want to kind of ride the coattails of someone else, but not to be blaming the victim, because that's not what I'm trying to do, but is there anything that the victim may be doing to let this person select them as opposed to somebody else because they see they'll have a better chance, or is it really just a, random thing where they can, you know, they'll pick someone based on the positives and not any weakness that they're perceiving?
I think the answer to that is to become very aware, which is why I wrote the book. I mean, get the book and read the book. I think that the more we know, and if we know how to recognize the red flags, and we know some of the words and some of the verbiage and some of the things to look for, when that happens, when you have that knowledge, that red flag will go up and you go, uh-huh, maybe it's time to take before things get any deeper.
Marnie, does that answer your question?
Yes, I'll definitely look forward to reading the book. It honestly sounds fascinating, so
okay.
I appreciate your answering the question.
Don't go away yet, Marnie.
I'm driving at being able to recognize it and also trying to avoid sending out any type of signals that might attract that kind of person, if you can. Sometimes I think you said they're very good con artists, basically, and can trick you. But I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Marnie, don't go away yet. You still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. Marnie was a guest on this show, and I'd like to think that the announcement I'm asking her to make is somehow related to her appearance on this show. What are you doing Monday morning?
Thank you so much, Larry. No doubt, that was definitely something I used when I was approaching the Boomer and Carton show this Monday at 9 o'clock. I'm going to be guest appearing in honor of Valentine's Day. To discuss matchmaking in general and whatever other topics they choose to pick. It's Channel 27 on Time Warner Cable.
And it's 660 WFAN on the radio.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you, Marnie. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
A wonderful Valentine's Day.
You too. Okay, Sheila.
Yes.
So you're living with him. And I guess you're examining what's going on from a professional standpoint, but how painful is this for you?
Well, it was tremendously painful. I mean, we would go out, but I was baiting him. So I sort of was backing myself out, looking from a perspective of, okay, I have to emotionally back myself out of this. So I would say things like, I had gotten the phone bill, so I knew he had spoken to one of his ex-wives at least 15-20 times that last month. I knew he had spoken to the woman he left his wife for at least 12 times. I had all of these, but he didn't know that I knew. So I would say, oh, have you heard from Jen? Or, how are things going? Trying to spark a conversation, because in the beginning we had fabulous conversations. But as we got closer, conversations got less and less. And he would say things like, well, I wouldn't know. I haven't spoken to those people in months or whatever.
And he knew you had the phone bill?
Getting the phone bill. That's what's so ludicrous. And so I knew everything coming out of his mouth just about was not true.
Unbelievable. We're going to come back. Sheila's going to tell us how to get the book again when we come back. This is Larry Bloom here at the Divorce Hour, Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Back. That was Carol King singing Smack Water Jack. Sheila, we have a caller from California. Greta is on line two.
Hey,
Greta,
hey,
how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Hi, Sheila. So great
Hello.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Can't thank you enough for the valuable topic of your book. So just to give you guys a little backstory, I'm sitting here looking at the Hollywood Hills. You know, it's pre-Oscar-ish out here, and I'm out here doing some coverage of the Oscar suites and looking at things like cranes everywhere that are lifting palm trees to the top of roofs at, like, the L'Hermitage Hotels for the fabulous parties. And, you know, it's a perfect example of the illusion. You know, we talk about love and illusion. I'm actually interviewing people like, you know, plastic surgeons, who gets what done, and although they don't name names, I'm actually at an office doing an interview now with Dr. Alfred Cohen, who's the guy who makes magic on all the Hollywood faces. So, illusion, love and illusion, sociopaths, wow.
Where, how can I help you? What is the question that you have?
Well, I don't have a question. You know what? I was thinking, what I want to do is I want the three of us to start an online service where women can go online and check on people. You know, I don't know how, Larry, you're the lawyer. How could you do something where, if there are enough women, you know, it's almost like Yelp has a rating system, you know, the Better Business Bureau. You should be able to go online and see, what do people have to say about your dude?
That would be a different part of the anatomy for Facebook, I think.
Yeah. But I think it'd be, I'm only half joking, because these guys have a history. This is what they do most of the time. And yeah. Sheila, you're the expert. They don't do it once. This is their pattern.
No, this is their way of life, and they usually leave a pretty messy trail behind them of all shapes and sizes.
And the damage and the destruction, the collateral damage is just...
I've spoken to women, and there are men out there as well, but there are women out there that have been devastated. It's been 10, maybe even 20 years, and they still haven't been able to break the spell. So it's very important to know that it's not their responsibility. It's not your fault. And this behavior has nothing to do with you.
But how do you, but just let me break in. How do you find a way and to forget forgiving them, forgive yourself for not just seeing the red flag, ignoring them, and typically, at least in the experience of you know, I'll speak personally and of people like women I know, these guys are all nice. In fact, they use that word about themselves. I'm nice. I'm a nice guy. You know, how do you sort of forgive yourself for being so stupid?
Well, first of all, you're not being stupid. You're being a wonderful, caring, nurturing person. People are a little bit beyond the normal bounds. We all take it for granted that everybody's working from the same perspective of a human person. These people do not. So it's not really about at forgiveness. In my personal opinion, it's about knowing that you took the higher ground, that you lived in integrity, you lived in truth, and you did everything you could
for them.
Well, and for yourself and for the relationship. But what
if
we took the perspective that everything that happens in the life doesn't happen to us, but happens for us, and we use that as a catalyst to better ourselves, to hone our own skills and our own abilities to become more than we were when we got into the relationship. And in that way, you can really let go of it, grow from it, and go, wow, I am just so much smarter now. Look at that. And it's really important that all women and men, too, realize that what does not bring you joy is too small for you.
Wow,
you know?
That's powerful. You know, I'm looking at the book in front of me, and I see it's three words. It's love and illusion.
Yes.
You felt the love. He was the illusion.
Well, and I think that the hard part for so many people is letting go of the fantasy, because you have this fantasy when you enter any relationship, that the dreams, oh, this, you know, a year from now it's going to be even better, and oh, with all the things we've built that we can share, and then when these guys snap and turn, and they frequently turn on a dime, it's having to just let go of that fantasy so suddenly.
Well, it takes time, and for me, I took a year to recover. I knew it would take time, and I advise people not to jump into other relationships, because it's devastating to the heart, and what you need to do is work on yourself and get your place back of joy in your heart, and where you love, truly love yourself so much, and can look back and...
Hello? I think we lost Sheila. Are you here?
hopefully she'll get back on.
Okay, but we still have Greta on the line.
Yeah, but
okay.
And it's such a good point what she's saying, because, I mean, and I've seen the damage, you know, working with women at my fit camps. And also I got to give a plug for my book, The Immortality Edge. If you want to live to 150 so you can have more sociopaths screw up your life, read the book. But seriously, it's on anti-aging and cutting-edge telomere biology and all of that. But this letting go of the illusion, the fantasy, I mean, Larry, you see it every day in your office as a divorce lawyer. I think that's the hardest part. It's you're Cinderella one minute, and the next, it's just the dream is over.
That's, I know. It's unbelievable. And, you know, what I found fascinating was I really thought this was the story was about somebody who had a couple of women on the side or serial amount of women on the side, but in Sheila's case, we're talking about 8 women. Sheila,
yeah.
You back? Not yet.
Yeah, and it doesn't. And it's, and you know what? I've seen cases like that too. But it's so 8, 6, whatever. The thing is, these guys just move on. They go to the next deal. You know, one minute it's like, I could never live without you. You're everything. In the next, they're, you know, engaged, and, you know, I mean, that's the pattern just.
Yeah,
happens over and over.
It's the blizzard. So I don't know how much you heard. I don't know what happened. But what I was saying is that it's important that we take care of ourselves and work on ourselves and know that we are not responsible. It's very important to have the boundary, what belongs to you and what does not. And when you really can understand that this has nothing to do with you, this is a pattern that they possess, this is their own sort of Jekyll Hyde. It's not a pretty picture even for them, because they're very empty, surface, lonely people underneath all of it. And thank goodness we are true, we are integritous, and we have the ability to truly feel.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I applaud you for the book, and I'm going to do everything I can to trumpet the cause. And like I said, we need to talk later, and I'm serious. We need to do a website, you know, checkyourdudeout.com.
Yeah, become my friend on author Sheila Z. Sterling, and you can email me, and I would love to talk more about it.
Yeah, okay. We have to.
Thank you so much
for
calling,
Greta. I'm
going to
let you guys get on. I'm digging in here in Hollywood, Larry. I hope we can talk later about Oscars, what people do to get ready, Oscar suites, you know, the illusion. Real illusions, fantasy, and beyond, because that's what I'm here digging into this week and next.
Okay, thank you so much for calling, Greta.
And great meeting you, Sheila, and I'm definitely, we're going to stay in touch.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Okay. And just so you know, Sheila, Greta is a friend of mine who knows your publicist, and that's how I learned all about you.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, it's a circle. Tell me, right before the break... First of all, it's not just your story, is it? There are other case studies in the book.
There are 4 incredible case histories, and the stories are told in the words of the women who survived the story. So.
And your story is not worse than the others, are they?
Mine is actually, I wanted to put mine last, but my editor said, no, yours is the most mild. So it's got to come first, and I was like, okay. So my story is the first one in there.
How do we get your book?
One of the stories, the woman was married for 20 years and never knew, and found out that her husband had double lives, had all this going on, actually even had children with another woman.
Unbelievable. How do we get your book? How do the listeners get your book?
Loveandillusion.com. Go to loveandillusion.com right now and get your autographed copy and a free bookmark. It is up on Barnes & Noble. It is up on Amazon.com, and it is Kindled.
Great. We will be back with our last segment with Sheila after this. I am Larry Bloom here at the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it. Sheila, still with me?
Yes, I just love your music.
Thank you. And thanks, Sam, for putting it all together. He does an incredible job with the music on this show. I would be remiss if I didn't address the issue, not the issue, but the subject of your seminars. You want to tell us about your seminars?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I do it's an all-day, it's a seven-hour intensive seminar. It's called the Intentional Wellness Experience, and in it, it's mind, body, spirit, but we actually learn how to communicate on a cellular level. It is about emotional clarity. We go back and learn how to unravel these things that have caused us to behave in a way that attract this to us. So when you get to the root cause, when you get to your own stuff and you unravel it, it dissipates and it picks up your vibratory rate and your consciousness level, so the people that you attract become different in a very good way. My next one's going to be in Sedona, Arizona, May 22nd. And if you go to truelife-solutions.com, I do have a newsletter. You can find me on Facebook, author Sheila Z. Sterling. I'd be glad to get everybody the information on it. I do them here in Las Vegas. I'm doing them in Sedona, Arizona, and I'm open to doing them anywhere in the country.
Well, you let us know when you're coming to New York.
I certainly will let you know. I'd love to do one in New York.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to actually interview you face-to-face rather than on the phone.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I love that.
Okay. Sheila, one more time, tell people how they can get your book.
Hey, go to loveandillusion.com, loveandillusion.com. And if you'd like an autographed, personalized autographed copy with a free laminated bookmark, buy it right there on the website. It is also up on Amazon.com. It is also Kindled, and it's on Barnes & Noble. So you can get it a lot of places, but if you go to the website right now, that would be wonderful.
Sheila, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you can come back again, even if we have to do it on the phone again.
I would just love that. Thank you so much, and thank you for having such a fabulous show.
Thank you so much.
All right, Larry. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Sheila Z. Sterling. Interesting book. Interesting stories. Unbelievable stories, actually. I want to just advise everybody that next week, Love February continues with a lead-in to Money March, as I will be speaking about networking with Lisa Sky of BNI, Business Networking International. On the 25th, the 25th of February, when I hope to be making a major announcement. Not going to make it yet. We're not ready. But we'll conclude Love February with Lord Quincy Dowdell, author of, you're going to love the name of this book, Looking for a Good Man, Meanwhile Having Fun with All of the Wrong Ones. I'm starting, I finished Sheila's book, I'm going on to Lord Quincy's book, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Please call in and join us. Money March will be, will feature some shows on taxes and estate planning, one on the dreaded B word, bankruptcy. I also want to talk about, now you know I'm a New Yorker. I also want to talk about the financial aspects of New York's new no-fault divorce statute because the law is changing. We had the new statute to go into effect in October, and we've already had some very interesting case law that I think is important for the listener to understand. Now, I'm not just talking about the divorce itself. I'm talking about the money. I want everyone to take to listen to my good friend Tony Martinetti, who will be talking about top websites for nonprofits. Happy Lincoln's birthday. Happy Valentine's Day. And
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.